Okay. Thank you, guys. I am waiting. Oh, my God. Did I say that?
Thank you.
Good evening. We're so happy to have you here. We're going to be starting our program, but before we start our program up here, we're gonna sing with you the 12 Days of Christmas. Thank you, Sarah. We have sign holders, and when you see your sign holder holding up a sign, and sign holders, don't be afraid to move them around. If you can stand when you see the sign holder closest to you, and if you're able to stand up and just let us know you're rip-roaring, because see, we have a goal here. Our goal tonight is to get you all revved up and super excited, and we're going to go, and we're going to sing, and you're just going to like blow the roof off, and then we're going to make you be quiet.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Anyway, yeah, we're going to make you be quiet, and we're going to turn the house lights down, and then we're going to start our program. So we're going to start the 12 days. We're singing it a cappella, and don't be afraid, let her rip. And as I said, when you see that number, if it's close to you, try to stand if you can. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three, two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. You guys are rocking. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four French hens, three, whoops, and a partridge in a pear tree. Don't listen to me. On the day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. And we're going to speed it up. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me seven swans a-singing, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. A little faster. On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine maids a-milking, seven swans a-swimming, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 lords a-leaping, nine ladies dancing, eight maids a-milking, seven swans is faster, six geese a-laying, five golden rings, four calling birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 golden rings. Woo! 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Here we are. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10, 9, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. You guys are rocking. Thank you very much.
All right. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our Sebastopol Christian Church Christmas program called Journey to Christmas. We're so glad that you came out. Hopefully brought somebody with you. I don't know which of the days of Christmas you identified with. Me, I would be one of the Lords of Leaping. I think that's way better than being one of the geese Elaine. So, but anyway, I don't know. How are you guys doing on your? That's right. You would rather be that. Didn't mean to offend Eva. All right. Anyway, I don't know how you're doing on your Christmas shopping. I've heard that it's either one of two extremes. By this point in the season, you've either finished all your Christmas shopping or you still haven't even started. You're like one of the two. So it's my duty to inform you that there's only 7 shopping days left. So that's all the time you have left. No pressure, though. Stay for the show, and then you can go take care of it. Anyway, we're excited to present this to you. It's full of drama and skits and songs, and it will make you laugh, and it'll also make you think. So we're excited to present to you Journey to Christmas.
Thank you.
What time is it?
10 minutes from the last time you asked me.
I wonder if my watch stopped.
Your watch works just fine, dear.
Why haven't we heard anything? What time is it?
Now it's 20 seconds since the last time you asked me. Everything is fine. Try not to worry. The doctor knows what he's doing.
Well, we don't know that.
Well, he delivered our kids. He did a pretty good job. I think we can trust him.
I don't know. I'm getting worried.
So am I about you.
Don't be silly. I'll be fine. I just wish we had some news. I wish that son-in-law of ours would come out here and tell us what's going on instead of staying back there in the delivery room.
He's exactly where he's supposed to be. Exactly where you were when I was in the delivery room.
Well, if you remember, I was not exactly a tower of strength. I almost passed out.
Yeah, okay, that's an understatement. Actually, I wasn't so much worried about me, I was more worried about you.
Yeah, but this is different. I mean, that's our daughter in there. I wasn't worried about you. I knew you were strong. I knew you could handle it. It was hard on me.
Did you just say it was hard on you? Hard on you?
Well, I guess I'm getting worried, you know. At least you knew what to expect back in that time. I was clueless.
Okay, well, actually, yes, you were. But I guess I should feel good you had such confidence in me.
What time is it?
Oh, I give up, Grandpa.
Yikes! What in the world are you doing? Other than making a mess, I mean.
I'm looking for the nativity. I know it's in here somewhere.
Well, if you don't find it, it's all right. We do have a lot of decorations.
What? No, Christmas is not Christmas without the nativity scene. I'll find it. Let's see. Aha! Here it is. I never get tired of looking at this. But where is... Aha! The baby Jesus. Isn't he beautiful?
Yeah, let me see him.
No, go wash your hands first. This is fragile. I don't want it to get dirty or broken.
Honey, Jesus was born in a stable. A stable! It certainly wasn't clean, and I doubt they had Purell back then.
Well, I know that, but this is special. This is how I remember, with all the craziness of the season, what we're actually celebrating, the birth of the Savior. I can come home from a crazy day and look at this scene, and everything else just fades away. It's like the love of Jesus washes over me.
Well, great. How am I supposed to argue with that? Well, I guess I'll go let a shower wash over me, and then maybe, just maybe, I can touch the barnyard animals.
Maybe.
If a wiser one should have had my place, but I offer all I am to the mercy of your plan. Help me be strong.
Take a look at what I got my wife for Christmas.
Oh, wow. That is one pretty bracelet. Thanks a lot, buddy. Now what am I supposed to get my wife? You're ruining things for us regular guys.
Don't be ridiculous. I mean, just get your wife something that you know she'll like. I've always found that jewelry works pretty well. I know she'll like the bracelet.
Yeah, but my wife's pickier than yours. I always dread trying to find her something. Why does it have to be so difficult?
Come on, you make it more difficult than it should be. As long as she knows that you chose something from your heart, she'll be happy. But just don't be practical, you know? I mean, women don't like practical, remember? But besides, she's your wife, you know? She's the mother of your kids. She deserves the very best of your heart. Remember the three kings, you know? They got Jesus gold and frankincense and myrrh when they found him lying in the manger.
Yeah, but they were kings, for crying out loud. They could afford it.
Well, that's true. You got me there. You got me there. They were and they could. But still, the important thing is they were just giving him what was from their heart, you know? And I bet that as soon as they saw him there just lying in the manger, they just knew that he was precious. So show your wife that she's precious to you. You know, Christmas is such a wonderful holiday. It's a celebration of life and of love. It's an absolute miracle that God gave to each and every one of us through his Son. So celebrate Christmas, you know? I mean, celebrate that love of God by showing him how grateful you are for the life he's given you. You know, for that wonderful family he's given you. You know, it really isn't the gifts that are important. It's how and it's why they're given.
Gifts from the heart.
Exactly.
Gifts from the heart. Come on, I think I got some more shopping to do. Hey, I know. I'll tell my wife I didn't get her an actual gift this year Because I'm giving her the gift of my heart. Brilliant.
You know what? I give up. You're on your own.
This coffee is so good. You should try a sip before yours gets too cold.
What? Oh, okay. Wow, that is good.
Told you.
So what am I going to get for Lloyd? I just really can't think of anything.
Oh, Lloyd isn't picky. Just get him a shirt.
But I got him a shirt last year. I can't really do a repeat.
Yeah, but does he wear it or is it still hanging in his closet?
He does wear it sometimes.
Okay, so get him another one. I know. Get him a flannel shirt. You know, the kind like Pastor Jim wears. I hear his wife buys them for him. He's been complaining about how cold it is outside anyway. I think he'd love it.
Well, he has been pretty cold, and he's mentioned several times that he likes Pastor Jim's shirt, so maybe I could get away with it.
See, perfect. You know what? He doesn't really care anyway. He loves the chaos and the lights. He just wants his family around.
That's true. I'll seriously consider that. It sure would make it easier. So what is it that you're going to get for Jack?
Ha, easy. A flannel shirt like Pastor Jim wears.
Well, I won't say that I hate this time of year, but I sure don't like the stress. Everybody just goes crazy in the stores, fighting.
I know it's true, but don't you think we bring on a lot of that ourselves?
Yeah, you're right, we do. But it's just so hard trying to figure out what to get for everybody. Do I like that person enough to go and find it for them?
Oh, come on. Seriously?
Seriously, I'm a nutcase by the time Christmas comes around. Look at my face. This is the face of a crazy person.
This is the face of a crazy person. But it's okay. Calm down. Hey, change of subject.
Okay, change of subject. What's up?
All right, so the Christmas committee, I mean, we've been talking about this play, what are we going to do, how we're going to present it to the community, and all they can talk about is, well, let's make it more, you know, relatable, contemporary.
Modernizing, now I think you're the one who's nuts.
No, seriously, I'm not making this up. The committee's putting a lot of pressure on me. I mean, they want the whole thing modern.
Well, I just think that that's ridiculous. I think you guys are looking at it all wrong.
How are we looking at it wrong?
Because Christmas is timeless. The birth of Christ is timeless. It's for everyone all of the time. There's no need to modernize it.
You know what? Actually, you're absolutely right. I mean, why are we trying to change, modernize, or make it more relatable to people when truly all they're looking for is for us to be authentic, to relate to them, to share the truth with them?
See, you knew I was right.
Yeah, well, about this anyway.
Well, that's what I was talking about.
I know. Your humility, it's awe-inspiring.
I know, huh?
Okay, so I wish you were that confident about your Christmas list.
I just hate shopping, the chaos, the grabbing.
I know, but I love it. So come on, I'll help you.
What about your list?
Ha! Done.
You're finished?
Weeks ago.
You are awesome.
I know.
Dashing through the snow, jingle, jingle, jingle bells, open sleigh.
how precious you are, so special and sweet. Thank you, Lord, for giving me this wonderful gift. I will do my best to raise him as you would have me do. But how about you, little man? What are you going to grow up to do in this great big world of ours? Will you be a doctor, a teacher, or a preacher? Hey, you could even grow up to be the president. Maybe not. I don't think Mama would want that for you. I'm so grateful that God trusted us enough to give us you. What a privilege it is. I wonder if that's how Mary felt when she had Jesus. I mean, I know he's the savior of the world, but when he was first born, he was her little baby. And she knew God had a special plan for him, but she couldn't have understood the magnitude of what that would mean. She was young and probably afraid, but she trusted God. She listened to the angel and she obeyed. I wonder if I've ever trusted anyone that much. Well, I certainly don't want to let you down, little fella. I'll do my best to raise you the way that Mary raised Jesus. I know I only have you for a little while, and everything I do is part of God's bigger plan for you. I love you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
What a mess. I'm so glad this part is over, and I'm sure I'm going to be the one that has to do all the cleaning up.
I wonder when we get to eat. My mouth is already watering.
One outfit? I get one outfit this year? Thanks a lot, Mom and Dad. And that video game? Really.
I hope Andrea didn't notice that she got fewer gifts this year. I tried to save some money for presents, but losing my job really put a strain on our finances. Hopefully something will turn up for me soon.
I sure hope Mom didn't overspend this year. I told her not to, but she can't stand to get our daughter what she wanted. We have to save our charge cards for the house necessities, not for extra things.
I hope Andrea likes her gifts. I searched and searched everywhere for the video game that she wanted, but I couldn't find it. And the outfits that she wanted were just so expensive that I could only afford to get her one. Why does Christmas have to be so stressful?
I don't understand why the holidays have to be so expensive. $20 for this, $50 for that. Way too much stress for me. Just glad I don't have to do the majority of the shopping. Mom is much better than I am at that anyway.
I wonder what Mom made for dinner. Hope it's better than this was. 3 gifts. I remember when I used to get tons of gifts when I was little.
I sure wish I didn't have to miss my office party this year, but I just couldn't see putting extra money on a gift for a coworker when we can barely afford to get our own kid presents. I just couldn't justify it. It's kind of sad, really, knowing everything is about giving gifts instead of just being together. I really appreciated the remarks from coworkers. What's the deal, Rich? Too good to attend the office party? When did it get so bad?
When did things get so rough? It's not just the job thing, it's everything. We lost our gratefulness. I can't remember the last time I heard a thank you from Andrea, or from Rich for that matter. I saw Andrea counting her gifts. I know she's disappointed.
Mom and Dad sure seem stressed out. They don't seem mad, they just don't seem very happy. I'm kind of feeling freaked out. They're acting weird and it's scary. Maybe if I just gave them a hug? All right, don't go all totally freakazoid on me now. It's just a hug.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, I guess things aren't so bad after all. I mean, hugs don't cost a thing, and yet I feel so much better now.
They just wanted a hug. Guess it doesn't really hurt for me to give them a hug. I mean, they did give me presents, and I didn't really need anything. Still, way too mushy for me. Geez, sometimes I just don't get grown-ups. Can we eat now?
Merry Christmas, everyone. Can we eat now?
What are you doing?
I'm just showing her I care.
Yeah. Well, we don't need your caring, all right, or your preaching, or anything.
I know.
What are you singing?
Jesus loves me.
Yeah. Can't prove that by us.
I'm sorry.
No, we lost everything.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sure you are. Because you can't possibly understand our loss.
You're right. I can't, but Jesus can.
Don't give me any of that.
How could he possibly understand?
He knew you before you were even born, and he loves you so much that he died for you.
Well, if he loves us so much, then why did he let this happen?
I don't know, but I trust him, and I know that he has a plan for you.
How do you know that, though? How could you possibly know that?
I don't know, but I trust him. You see these people? Some of them have lost everything, just like you, and yet they're putting aside their own loss to help you.
Hello? What? So, you know for sure, you're absolutely positive. Wow. Okay, all right, thank you. No, thank you so much. Yeah, we'll talk later. Okay, bye. You won't believe that, but that was Mom and Dad. They said our house was spared.
Oh, thank God.
Really? I'm so happy for you guys. Mom, Dad, guess what? Their house was spared. God spared their entire neighborhood.
Oh, that's so wonderful. We're so happy for you. Yay! Oh, God has truly blessed you.
Amen to that. You know, you guys are welcome to stay here at church as long as you like. People are bringing in all kinds of supplies. There's tons of food, and we've even got a place for you to sleep. In fact, we can put the two of you next to us.
Yeah. It would be great.
Next to you? Are you evacuees too?
Yes, we are. But God gave us enough time to get out safely. We're thankful.
Do you two know the status of your home?
Yes, we do. Our home was not spared. But we were spared, and we're grateful for that, and we can rebuild. The main thing now is both of us realize that this is the place where we need to be.
Mm-hmm. I mean, why aren't you mad, though?
I told you. Trust.
And we did cry as we left. We cried a little bit from sorrow, but also a lot from relief and thankfulness that God spared us.
And you know that God has a plan for you?
He does. And he has a plan for you.
But how do you know what that plan is?
Well, we don't, but we trust him. And we know that he is faithful, and he'll show us.
Just be patient. But, I mean, what if he doesn't?
He will.
Oh, here we go again. I mean, you're talking about what? Trust, right?
Exactly.
You see, we rely on him. We give our trust to him, and then he gives us his faith.
You guys are just amazing in your strength and calmness.
Well, not really. We'll probably cry a few more times and get frustrated. And then things will sink in. It gets real. But you know what? We do know that God has a perfect plan. And we trust in him and rely in him. And we know he's going to take care of us.
Well, how do you get that kind of trust, that kind of faith?
You just ask for it. That's what I did.
You know, you all make it sound so easy.
It wasn't really. I grew up in this church, and my parents did too. But I'm certainly not perfect. I've never walked on water. But one day I knew I had to make a choice, and I decided that that choice would be Jesus.
You know, I think in some ways for the women, for my wife and daughter, it was easier for them. It was kind of hard on me, swallowing my pride and letting go of my ego and realizing that, you know what, I'm really not in control of my life.
Well, how did you finally do that, though?
Well, I prayed a lot. And I asked God to take that pride and ego and replace it with humility and help me to start serving him instead of serving myself.
And?
He did, and here we are.
And I'll let you in on a little secret. I think he's much more attractive now as a strong Christian man.
Mom, don't do that.
So you prayed and just like that, he heard you?
Yes, he does. He did. And he will for you too. Should we pray now together?
Told you, you have the power to give someone hope beyond your wildest dreams. What if I told you it's right there in your hands, in your hands? It's hard to imagine how something so small can make all the difference, tear down the tallest wall. What if December look different this year? What if we all just give this Christmas away? If there's love in your heart, don't let it stay there. Give this Christmas away, and your life will be changed by the gifts you receive when you give this Christmas away. Serving the poor, it's telling the orphan you're not forgotten anymore. It's doing what love does even when no one's watching you. Give this Christmas away. If there's love in your heart, don't let it stay there. Give this Christmas away, and your life will be you receive when you give this Christmas away. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so we could be his hands, his feet, his love. His love. Beyond their wildest dreams. What if December looked different this year? What if we all just give this Christmas away? If there's love in your heart, don't let it stay there. Give this Christmas away, and your life will be changed by the gifts you receive when you give this
Thanks, Rich. Many thanks to our choir tonight and to our chosen actors and our soloists. We also want to thank and show our appreciation to our two stagehands, Diane and Judy. And our tech people in the back, Betty Ann and Dennis and Darren. Thank you, guys. You know, a long time ago in the first century in Israel, God made a decision. He was God, our creator, but in that moment, he decided that he would become God, our savior. Born to a young peasant Jewish girl named Mary, born in that, quote, little town of Bethlehem. And as the Christmas carol goes, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them, and that's all of us, second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. You know, I think when Mary first looked down in the manger in Bethlehem and she saw the face of Jesus, she saw the face of God the Son, I think at that moment she realized that there was no distance that God was not willing to travel. There was nothing that he wasn't willing to give up in order to reach us. And so I think we should be able to expect God to show up just about anywhere. There's no place too common for him. There's no place that's too far away. There's no heart that is too hardened. I'd expect God to show up in bars and brothels and boardrooms and bedrooms. There's no place beyond his reach because he will pour out and show his extended love for each one of us. Christmas reminds me that we have hope, that God our Savior has come, and we can celebrate that tonight. You know, that's why I love Christmas. Christmas is this amazing, wild idea that God chose to become one of us so that we each could become one with him. There's no obstacle too great. There's no sin that's too bad. There's no barrier that he's not willing to cross to reach each one of us. And all our God asks is that we would respond to his invitation by opening the door of our hearts. What I'd like you to do tonight is to picture your heart as a home. Picture your heart as a home, because Jesus says these words. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him." And so why don't you open the door of your heart to Christ tonight? Why don't you invite him to come into your home? Why don't you seat him at the head of your table? Pull out a chair for him. Clear a place at your table for him tonight. Make a plan to follow him, and not just follow him for a day. Follow him for the rest of your life. You know, Christmas 2017 is almost here. It's only a few days away. But what we can even celebrate tonight is that Christ is here with us already. He's here with us now. Hallelujah. And if you're already a follower of Christ and you know our great God and Savior, then I just want to remind you of the song, that great song that Rich sang tonight, "Give This Christmas Away." You know, you and I have the power to give hope to somebody else. It might be feeding the hungry. It could be serving the poor. It could be telling the orphan or the foster child, you know what? You're not forgotten anymore. If you have the love of God in your heart, don't let it stay there. Give this Christmas away. Amen? Amen. Merry Christmas, everyone. Hey, just want to remind you that next weekend is Christmas Eve. We have three services here in the morning at 9 o'clock and 10:40, and then we have a family candlelight service at 6 o'clock p.m. I want you to invite you to come back to that. And then in January, we're going to start a brand new series. We've been asking these questions. You know, if you could ask God any question about God, about faith, about the church, what question would you ask him? And we've been collecting the answers. And in January, we're going to start a new message series tackling the toughest questions that people have about God. I hope you'll come back and join us for that series. For right now, we're going to join the choir and come on up, everybody, and we are going to sing a song. But before I do, you know, we've thanked a lot of people tonight. We've thanked the choir and the actors, and we've thanked our artists and the people behind the scenes in tech. But you know what? Who we haven't thanked? our director. Do you realize that this director put all the songs together? Becky, come on up. Come on up, Becky. Not only did she put the entire program together, she got all of us in order, she whipped us into shape in a very loving way, I'll say. But she also wrote every one of the drama vignettes, and they were masterful, and they touched our hearts. So Becky, thank you very much. God bless you. We love you. So along with our great choir leader, Becky, let's all stand together tonight and sing a great Christmas song. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Becky?
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your friends. We tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. God bless you all.